Neil Young demands people rise up amid violent attacks on ICE agents. Trump is destroying America. By Warner Todd Houston on January 11, 2026. Canadian rocker Neil Young is again using his personal website to attack President Donald Trump and ICE officers and calling the United States the biggest mess I've ever witnessed. Young disgorges anti-Trump rants nearly every other day on his website, and Saturday was no exception. While looking out the window, I see the biggest mess I've ever witnessed. Right here in the United States, this great country I have believed in for decades. It's right here. Right now, the Heart of Gold singer wrote. The Canada-born singer, who didn't bother trying to gain U.S. citizenship until 2020 despite becoming a multimillionaire in the U.S. as far back as the 1960s, went on to demand that the American people wake up. Wake up, people. Today the USA is a disaster. Donald Trump is destroying America bit by bit with his staff of wannabes. People with no experience or talent, closet alcoholic wife beaters. Inexperienced leaders who only know how to lie to keep favor with the Trump falseness so they can hold their unearned positions in his inept government. A Congress full of Republicans acting like idiots with no conscience, Young wrote in his screed. Yes. He has divided us. How did we elect these creeps who have no spine, no values, no conscience, no way to save the USA? He added the conspiracy theory that Trump is trying to turn our sights into battlegrounds so he can cancel our elections with martial law, sick, and escape all accountability. Young then suggested that people protest, and wrote, "Something has to change this. We know what to do. Rise up. Peacefully in millions. Too many innocent people are dying. Is ICE cold here in America? There was no ICE before Trump. No soldiers in the streets before Trump. Every move he makes is to build instability so he can stay in power." Young concluded with blather about love. He knows nothing about love. He does not know who you are. Use your love of life, your love of one another, your love of children, yours and theirs and ours. Peacefully. Now, he wrote. Young virtue signals a lot over President Donald Trump. For instance, he has repeatedly claimed to have pulled down his music from outlets such as Amazon and Spotify only to quietly return it all a few months after making his big gesture. Most recently he claimed he was pulling his music from the Amazon e-tail site over his claim that owner Jeff Bezos supports Trump. Speaking of music, the aged rocker posted a new protest song against Trump last August after the president sent in troops to crack down on crime in Washington, D.C. Trump's anti-crime initiative in D.C. netted 3,837 arrests and helped bring dangerous crime to a near halt in the nation's capital, making the town safer than it has been for decades. Despite Young's claim to want peaceful resistance, though, last May he suggested that Trump should be assassinated by adding the line 8647 in his overheated blog. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.